We are in Siman Kuf Chaf Ches Hilchas Nesiyas Kapayim. We are up to Sif Lamed Dalet. We'll be doing Lamed Dalet through Lamed Vav. Sif Lamed Dalet, Katan Shalohevi Shtei Saras, a katan that has not yet physically matured, Eino Nosei Es Kapa Bifnei Atzmo Klal. He is not allowed to be the only Kohen that is Duchene. Aval Im Kohanim Shem Gedolim, whereas if you already have Kohanim that are Gedolim, no say he is allowed to do Nesiyas Kapayim along with them Lilmod Ulehischanech in order to learn how to duchen and to get used to it. Whereas Mishehevi Shtei Saras, once he is physically matured, no say as Kapava Filu Bifnei Atzmo, so he is allowed to duchen even on his own. Now what's the chiddush of that? He's a gadol. So let's go on. Umiyu Dafka Bakroi Bialmo. The Mechaber holds that that is only on an irregular basis. Velo bikvius, it is a lack of kavod atzibur. It is considered not right to have a kohen that is just barely physically mature as being the only kohen on a regular basis. Ad sheyismale zakono, until his beard grows in. Shaz yachalisa kapav afilu yefkidi bekeva, it is at that point that he's allowed to become the regular kohen that does nesiyas kapayim, even if he is alone. So the rule is, if he is not yet physically mature, he could never duchen on his own, only together with a gadol. If he is physically mature, but his beard hasn't filled in yet, then the halacha is that he is allowed to duchen on his own, but not on a regular basis. Once his beard has filled in, then he can duchen even on a regular basis. And the Mechaber adds now, v'chol shehigia lishonim sheroy lismali zekano. Once he reaches the age that his beard should have filled in, afal pi shelo nismale, krinim bein nismale zkano. We would say that he is considered nismale zkano. In other words, what counts is not the beard. What really counts is how old is he? Does he look like someone who is old enough to be mature? Now, this is all because of kavod atzibur, we said. Now, the Mishnah Berurah discusses the minhag chutz laaretz for Ashkenazim, where Kohanim do not duchen every day, they only duchen on Yontif, he says that that is not considered keva. So if we have a shul where there's a child who is just bar mitzvah, is physically mature, his beard hasn't filled in, he is the one that has been duchening for the past three chagim, for Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, and I guess Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, he is still allowed to do that. We don't consider it keva because it's so they're spaced so far from one another. The Bir Halacha discusses the issue of a midget being Nosei Kapav. He says that he should not on a regular basis unless his beard is filled in. In other words, the age there would not make a difference. What counts is when he looks physically mature. The reason being, not because there's anything wrong with him, but because one may think that a katan is allowed to do Nesiyas Kapayim. The Bir Halacha brings down that Dafka Yom Kippur itself may be considered kvias because we're marbe beslichas on that day. Yom Kippur and Tanesim for the places where there are nosei kapayim on the tainus. Sif lamed hei. Kohen shahorig es hanefesh. Afilu b'shogeg lo yisa es kapav. A Kohen chalila that killed somebody, even though it was b'shogeg, it was not b'mezid, should not do nesiyas kapayim. Afilu osa tshuva. The Mishnah Berurah, the Mechaber brings down, even if he did tshuva, nevertheless, we learn out of the pasuk, it says, ufafarischem kapechem alim einai mikem, yet yodechem domim mileyu. Once someone is killed, he's disqualified from the Nesiyas Kapayim. Whereas, in the case of someone that killed Ba'onis, where Chalila, at gunpoint, he was forced to kill somebody else. Now the halachi is that ritzicha is yaharig val yaver. A person is supposed to let himself be killed rather than kill another person. Nevertheless, if he did it, an onus is not something that is attributed to himself. If someone does an act and he only did that at gunpoint, we do not attribute the act to him. He does not get the onus. Similarly, he is allowed to be nosei kapav. If it is a kohen, he is allowed to duchen. The Mishnah Berurah also brings down that the reason why Lo Yisa is Kapav, even though he did shuv in the case of a Rotzeach B'Mezid, or even in a Shogeg, the reason he's not allowed to is because Ein Kateger Nasa Saneger. He's supposed to be coming there for the sake of bringing Rachman down to Klal Yisrael. He can't do that if he's the one that brought destruction. Says the Rama, V'yesh omrim nimasa tshuva nosei kapov. The Rama brings down those who say that he is allowed to if he did tshuva. V'yesh lahokal al bali tshuva shalino delas bifneim. In order to encourage people to do tshuva, we are knowing to be somach on this. Now, v'hochi nog, he says this is the minag. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that there are machmirin in the case where he killed b'mezid even though he did tshuva. The way he paskins is that he shouldn't do chin, but if he already went up, we don't make him come down. In the case of someone that chalila hurt another person and eventually the person died, if they did not die immediately, this is not called a kohen shahariges hanefesh, because we're never sure, did the person really die from what the kohen did, or was it something that happened that happened a little bit later? So chalila, a kohen that drove a car in a car accident and someone else was killed, Chalila, but it didn't happen immediately, that Kohen can continue being Nosei Kapov. Sif Lamed Vav. Mol Tinok Umeis. What happens if a Kohen was a Moel and he did Mila on a child and Chalila, the child, dies? Nosei Es Kapov. The halacha is that he is allowed to. The reason being that he was Mechavim L'Shem Mitzvah. Also, since you're dealing with a child, we never know. It could be that the child really was not a child that could have lived. Perhaps he did not go full term. Further, v'ma'om meraninim achrav shu shofech damim kevin shalom izbara dover yuseis kapov. The Mishnah Berurah learns that this has nothing to do with the previous case. This is a case of somebody where there's a rumor out. People are talking about the fact that he killed. We do not know that really happened. So on that, the Mechaber is saying, since that has not been anything that was ever ascertained, it's just rumor, the halacha is that he is allowed to be Nosei Kapov, he is allowed to duchen. Now the Mishnah Berurah says, obviously, if he comes and asks us to Shiloh, we tell him, well, if you know you killed, you have no business duchening. But if you know that you're innocent, the fact that there are rumors that people are talking about you, that would not stop one from duchening.